first wife died, one son, and then the second wife caught his child, who's now 30. And then the third marriage, there weren't any children. And the two wives that are alive are my best friends, really.
Wow.
We talk all the time and see each other and keep track.
So where were your children born?
Well, one was born in Piedmont Hospital right here in Atlanta in 44 years ago. And then the second one was born in Piedmont 30 years ago. When Piedmont was just brand new out on Peachtree, quite new when the first one was born.
Wow. So they are from Atlanta. And you yourself, when you were a child, you lived in
Garden City for 10 or 11 years. Well, my father stayed there for another 5 or 6 years, so I, of course, stayed with him half the time, weekends and all, and summers. Stayed in New York City. Mother's, where I was going to school in New York for a couple of years. And, of course, she had an apartment in New York.
Do you like the city?
Yeah, the city was great in those days. You walk all around, no problem. Just as a teenager, we'd walk over to the movie theaters and even went up to Harlem when I was 16 years old to hear Count Basie and Erskine Hawkins at the Savoy Ballroom.
Wow.
Nobody bothers. All blacks, maybe 10 or 15 whites in there. But a couple of us teenagers would go up there and no problem at all. You couldn't walk on Lenox right now, probably. Well, I don't know about now, but it got pretty hairy. But in those days, in the 30s, it was, you'd walk all around. Of course, with subways, you could ride the subways everywhere. And the elevators, they were elevateds in those days, too, up on 2nd and 3rd Avenues. And so I enjoyed New York.
Grandparents ever go into the city, or did they?
No, I don't think my grandmother ever went in, and of course my father commuted to Wall Street, so he was in all the time. And even before they divorced in 29, we'd go into New York to see the ball games, I remember. And then, of course, in 39, the World's Fair came. That was a great event.
Wow.
Ran 2 years. They had a great World's Fair. So spent a lot of time there. No, New York was a very pleasant. You'd park on the street. There weren't any garages, as I remember, and everybody just parked on the street, and there was plenty of room in those days just to park your car. And you had to have a car, drive out to Long Island, or you could take the train, but my mother had a car and my father. And the whole thing was quite different in those days.
Were you always wanting to go into the city?
Well, it's go to the ballpark and then play. Sometimes they'd, take the children in. And then, of course, when I was living in New York City, one of my classmates had free tickets all the time to all the great Broadway shows. I remember as kids we'd all go. Some chaperone would take us Saturday afternoon to see Mitzi Gaynor and some of the great stars of those days. So I got to see a lot, even though the Depression was on. I saw a lot. And then, of course, the museums were fabulous. Go up to the Museum of Natural History, just take the subway up there. And as I say, it was amazing to think how young we were wandering around New York, and parents didn't worry because there wasn't anything to worry about.
Well, let me ask you this. You were born in on Long Island. Where were you born?
In Garden City. I think I was born in the house. I've never heard that it was a hospital.
That's what I was wondering.
I think pretty much the children were born in the house.
And how did that work?
Well, I guess it worked all right. I don't know if they had midwives or doctors. I don't really know about that. We had a family doctor that lived right in Garden City, I remember. But